Hey, this is the Pete with another episode of the Pete Cast or the Pete Podcast or the Pete FM, the Pete Audio Fun Commentary, whatever you want to call it. I've been pretty swamped lately, doing things, drawing things, writing things, you know, stuff. But there are a couple things I wanted to pass on to my faithful listener. First off, my web comic, I shouldn't call it a web comic, it's a comic strip these days. There's no such thing as a web comic versus a non-web comic. Everything's digital. Anyway, my comic strip, Ballpoint Adventures, available now at ballpointadventures.com, is now on Tapastic. I'm still trying to figure that site out a little bit because it's not like reading a newspaper like it was sort of billed as. It's more like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. It's sort of like looking at each comic panel as it's pasted to the wall and you could just sort of look down it, scroll, you know, through it, as opposed to just looking at a strip, you know, left to right. But, oh well, that is the way it is, so we'll see if I can adapt to it. But check out that. That's very fun. Ballpoint Adventures on Tapastic, T-A-P-A-S-T-I-C, on the web and mobile, which is cool. But I'm still at ballpointadventures.com as well, so check out all that out. But I've been looking for an online service like an Instagram for comic strips for a while. So I'm glad to have found it, even if it's not exactly what I am looking for. But so on to more important stuff, little commentary here, the way the world works. Because I often find myself feeling like I am the only person who sees these strange things that I see. You know, I think that I'm like imagining things or maybe, you know, reading into things. I read a lot of science fiction and my favorite thing is the cautionary tales. So my concern is that, you know, I'm letting confirmation bias influence my perceptions, which I'm sure it is to a certain degree. I mean, confirmation bias is a big thing with we humans. We like to see what we like to see, and we tend to look away from things we don't like to see. I try to fight this when I can, but Google confirmation bias if you're not familiar with it. But basically, you know, it's like I look around and I see things that just on their face seem completely messed up. Like, how is this allowed to happen kind of thing? Like Guantanamo Bay, for instance. Not the actual bay itself. Obviously, that's a geological formation. The prison there that is run by the United States government, yeah, that not so much. That should not really happen. Happened under Bush. Bush set it up, and Obama has promised to shut it down, but it's still going. He said he would shut it down within a year of him taking office, and well, he's got less than a year in office left after two terms. So, yeah, that's going real well. We like to wave our constitution around like a flag sometimes, and, it just doesn't seem like we really mean what we wave. So it just, I always feel like, or I often find myself feeling like, am I the only person who sees how crazy wrong this all is? I came across, and I there are times when I deal with what I would define as, you know, depression, possibly clinical depression, because I've, you know, in the past, you know, had trouble getting out of bed in the morning because it's just like, what is the point of all this? And I just felt, you know, terribly alone and so forth. And I came across a quote a few years ago. I think it was William Gibson that said something to the effect of, you know, don't assume you're clinically depressed. You may just be surrounded by assholes. So, yeah, that's sort of something I kind of feel is the case, to a certain degree. You know, because I look around and I just see things that depress me. I don't think I'm depressed. I think that, you know, there are depressing things around, you know, and, you know, idiot politicians, people being mean to random people on the street, you know, joblessness, homelessness, sexism, racism, you know, all sorts of things. You know what I'm talking about. You're not an idiot. You're listening to me. So, and I was watching this old episode of the Bob Newhart Show recently, and in it there's a scene where Bob invites everybody, all of his patients, over to have a Christmas party, and nobody's having a good time, and everyone just is miserable, and Bob, you know, finally, you know, apologizes to everyone all at once and says, geez, I'm really sorry, this party is such a lousy party, I just it's just a bad party. And everyone in the room slowly, one by one, started admitting, oh my God, I feel so much better now that you've said that. Here I thought it was my fault, you know. And so each person thought they were alone. Each person thought that they were the crazy one or the loser one or the one who was ruining the party for everybody else. But that's the thing. And so I think lots of times we look around and think, you know, well, no one else is saying anything, so I'm just going to shut up and conform and be quiet and not be the one to rock the boat. The problem with that is there's a lot of reasons, a lot of good reasons to rock the boat these days. And I'm worried that there are people like me who are just, you know, sitting someplace going, oh, wow, I feel like alone. I feel like no one is aware of the things that I see and no one wants to hear what I am saying. I what am I supposed to do? And you know, these two moments were with the quote from, I think it was William Gibson, and the scene from the Bob Newhart show, just sort of, I feel like, clued me in and made me realize that, no, I really do need to speak up more. I really do need to talk about these things that I see, because I can't be the only person who sees them. I know I'm not, because when I point them out to people, they're like, oh yeah, that's messed up. Damn, you know. And so I you know, thought I'd take 10 minutes of your time and 10 minutes of my own time and rant a little bit on audioboom.com, which is where I'm recording this to. I just feel like I had to say those things, because I feel like there's so much that needs to be done as far as, you know, global warming and politics, and, you know, it's kind of scary, you know. And I always felt like, for years, I always felt like, you know, every generation there's that, you know, crazy guy, crazy old man who always complains about how the world is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, everything made sense when I was a boy. You know, except when I was a boy, things really didn't make any sense. We seem to have a culture of ignorance, as Mr. Neil deGrasse Tyson describes it, and it's not good, you know. When Homer Simpson is the national mascot, it's pretty worrisome, and I just think we should start pointing these things out. I mean, in a sense, we need a metaphysical war on stupidity, and we need to stop letting people be dumb and have it be endearing or cute or funny. It's like, no, it's not funny when people are stupid. It's not funny when people ignore facts. It's not funny when people look at something and in its face deny it, you know, like this global warming thing. I mean, just this week's Ballpoint Adventures strip is you know, a fictional senator saying, well, where's global warming? It's just been snowing all week, you know, or all weekend or whatever. And Billy freaks out and yells at him, you know, yeah, it was global warming was visiting us on Christmas Eve when it was, you know, in the mid-60s at the Rockefeller Center tree, which is a true fact. I was there. I have pictures to prove it. I was wearing shorts in front of the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center. So, yeah. So anyway, I would love to hear what you think. If you want to leave a comment wherever you're listening to this, or look me up on Twitter. I'm The Pete on Twitter, or you can look me up on my website, thepete.com. But that's pretty much it. It's been almost 10 minutes, 15 seconds short as of right now. So thank you very much for listening. I look forward to hearing what you think, and look forward to recording something else shortly, hopefully in a week or so. Thanks for listening. The Pete is signing off.